are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you so much for tuning in. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, these caffeine drinks and soda and coffee and all the stuff that these teenagers are drinking, apparently some Swiss scientists think that it could be slowing their brain development. And yes, our brain is always in development. So, are we really kind of messing our kids up with what they're drinking? And we aren't even talking alcohol. Then, apparently, a new report has come out saying that Americans will pay an average of $328 a month for an Obamacare health plan. That is a heck of a lot better than the numbers that I'm seeing. But still, $328 a month? That's a lot. A lot. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how chronic kidney disease is on the rise among many of our seniors. I've discussed this many times on the show because of how we are taking medications chronically over the counter for arthritis, and that could be what's hurting us. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Dr. Drew. Many of us remember Dr. Drew from Loveline in California. Dr. Drew is I'm a huge fan of his. Very, very phenomenal broadcaster, physician as well. But he had gone to the Caribbean a couple years ago. When he came back, he felt really bad. He had chills, etc. He improved, but then he went for a follow-up examination to his doctor. The doctor, now mind you, he's 55 years old, so the doctor at age 53 ran a PSA test, prostate-specific antigen. Okay, this is according to People.com. Okay, the PSA was high because he had a inflammation or infection of the prostate. So he was diagnosed with prostatitis, and they treated him, I guess antibiotics, etc. Right, but after they treated him, he still wasn't better. So they decided then to do a biopsy. They did a biopsy and they found out that he had prostate cancer. Now, apparently last July, he had undergone surgery to remove the prostate. Then he returned to work in 10 days. And he says he has made a complete recovery. Okay? He says, I'm cancer-free. The erectile function is normal. The sex drive is normal. Bladder works normally. And I don't have to worry about prostate cancer. Now, for him to speak out like that is pretty gutsy, because a big concern that many men have with any sort of prostate treatment or prostate surgery is the inability to have a normal sex life thereon after. Now, I mean, you know, if you're in the public eye, are you going to publicly tell everybody that, things aren't working? I don't know, but I believe him. Okay, I believe that somebody like Dr. Drew probably had a phenomenal team of doctors. And again, he's younger. You know, rather than being an 80-year-old prostate cancer patient, 55. So yeah, I believe it. All right. So he had initial biopsy. Then he decided to opt for active surveillance. All right. And then, let me see. And then, after he had more issues, from what I understand, he then ended up having the prostate removed. Pretty gutsy stuff. I don't want to use some cojones there. But this watch and wait attitude that we're still hearing when it comes to prostate cancer, to me, doesn't make sense. I understand that in older individuals, prostate cancer could be very slow growing. All right, but he was having an issue. He ended up having prostatitis, which is an infection or inflammation of the prostate. We treat it with antibiotics. We treat it with anti-inflammatories. We treat it with pain medicines because it's very difficult to sit. It is not a comfortable type of illness to have. But why not? Okay? Make sure that there's nothing going on putting you at risk for the infection. You know, many people will say, well, look, if all I had was an infection, why would anybody think cancer? You need to. A doctor is a good doctor if they just don't chalk something up as an infection. So, for example, a woman may have breast inflammation, or that she may have mastitis. You know, many young women diagnosed with breast cancer, it was originally confused to be mastitis, infection or blockage of one of the ducts. So you get the breast pain, etc. Like, oh, you're too young, won't be breast cancer. And then it ends up actually being an inflammatory breast cancer. And I'm not saying all mastitis or all prostatitis or all sinus infections or all throat infections or all vaginal infections end up being cancer. Not in the least. Most of the time, they're just infections. Infections happen way more common often than cancer does. But if you've had an infection in an area and it doesn't get better and it doesn't go away completely, your job is to make sure that whatever incited this is gone, whether it's a little infection or whether it's a tumor, mass, cyst, etc. So, just, you know, as Obamacare unfolds and as we listen to the talk of how healthcare reform needs to happen on all levels, including patients not getting tests, doctors not ordering the tests, just please use your instinct. If something's not right, ask. And if you are treated for an infection, just kind of remind the doctor, all right, how do we know this wouldn't be cancer? Now, I'm not saying the very first time you get a sore throat that year, call it cancer. But if you go, you know, this just feels strange, or it doesn't feel like my typical type of infection that I normally get, all right, when would you suggest we start to look a little deeper? And already commit your doctor to that conversation, your nurse practitioner or PA, to having that conversation with you and say, can you document in the chart, just in case I don't see you next time, that if this continues, you would start screening for lung cancer, prostate cancer, cervical cancer, etc. Have them put that in the chart, because another problem many of you have is you see a different doctor every time you go in. All right? Why not? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Greg writes, Doctor, after I run, I get a pain in my right groin. I lift weights 3 times a week, but I only hurt after I run. What do you think it could be? A lot of runners and athletes will get groin strains. I mean, whenever we come up with my football picks, right, I usually go to the NFL injury report to look at a groin injury. So, there's some muscles involved, and we'll review those in a second. But whenever I hear that somebody lifts weights, and whenever I hear that anybody has pain in the groin area, I always recommend a hernia check, okay? Have somebody check you for a hernia, even if you don't have a bulge. Okay, there are ways to pick up a hernia through the hernia exam. Then, you could, detect the abdominal wall weakness in there, without actually having to see a bulge. Now, you may feel it on the hernia exam, but just because you don't have a bulge doesn't mean you may not be having a hernia. But when I hear that it's more of a, it's after you run, I think more of a muscular issue. You know, rather than a herniation issue. If your testicle hurts, of course, get that checked out. Sometimes we'll ultrasound the testicle. Make sure you don't have any inflammation there. Make sure it's not like an orchitis. Maybe prostate pain could do that, but it sounds more like a localized muscle issue. So, you know, in that area, with the pelvis and the thigh bones, you have multiple muscles, the abductor brevis, the adductor longus, there's a variety of muscles in that area. And so if you sprint, tear, rupture, pull the muscle, that could cause a lot of pain. All right. Now, there's actually, when we look at strains and sprains, strains are usually muscular, sprains are ligament. So people will say, I sprained the groin. That would mean you hurt some of the ligaments. But a strain means you hurt some of the muscles. Okay? And you could actually grade these muscle tears or these quote unquote strains. You got a grade one, grade two, grade three. So grade one, minor, less than 10%. Grade two is the bigger, more common form anywhere. Well, I don't want to say more common, but more of them may follow under these because you could have anywhere from, according to the sportsinjuryclinic.net, 10 to 90% of the fibers torn. But if you have a complete one, a grade three, that is serious. Serious stuff. So let's just quickly go through what some of these strains feel like. So if you have a grade one where it's less than 10% of the fibers, it's kind of discomfort in the groin, thigh. You won't notice it while you're working out. You may notice it after the exercise stops. Groin muscles would feel tight. There could be some point tenderness, okay? But you're still able to function. If it's a deeper strain, like more of the fibers, 25%, 50%, 75% of the fibers, we're looking at a grade two. This could be much sharper and could hurt while you're working out. Okay? You also could even swell. Sometimes even with some muscle tears, you may even bruise, believe it or not. You may feel some weakness, especially pain when you start to contract those adductor muscles. Adductor bring the hip and leg inward. Abductor pulls it out. Very difficult to run because it hurts. Walking affected, but grade three, damn. Alright, you are probably, you're probably not gonna be comfortable enough to even go and get your ice. So it's bad. But whenever you do have a groin strain, according to the sportsinjuryclinic.net, they always recommend the same thing we recommend for any sort of orthopedic injury, the RICE. We've talked about RICE. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. Okay? You could rest by not using those muscles, not moving too much, and why you're injured. That's why it hurts. Your body's trying to protect you. Ice. We always ice whenever you have an orthopedic injury because it decreases the inflammation, decreases bleeding, decreases bruising. All right, so we use ice. Many of you, as soon as you pull a back muscle, you run and put heat on it. I know I've done the same thing, but the problem is heat causes vasodilation. You could have more seepage of the inflammatory juices in the area. You want to vasoconstrict so it decreases swelling. Okay, and, I mean, ice is one of the best natural pain medicines out there. Okay, of course, you don't want to frostbite the skin, so make sure you use a cover. So whether you sprain an ankle, groin, etc., you could use compression. Now, by compression, I don't really know what you would do with the groin. Sometimes if you have pain or epididymitis or issues, using some sort of supportive type underwear or supportive cup may help. But when we're talking about a knee or ankle, we use compression, ACE wrap, etc. It helps stop the swelling. And then, of course, elevation. Very difficult to elevate your groin, but when we're talking about knees or other joints, you elevate because you want to work with gravity with the swelling. It helps. Now, for some of you, the groin injury, sometimes we'll even need crutches. Okay? I usually use the orthopedic docs or the sports orthopedic docs. They could then order some physical therapy on the area. All right, of course, God forbid you have a grade three. You got to get into the orthopedist right away, if not have them meet you at the hospital, because those are pretty painful. All right? There's physical therapy they could do. They could do physical therapy treatments like ultrasound, etc., massage. So there's, yeah, somebody could massage your groin. You know, we don't take these groin strains too lightly because they're pretty debilitating for men. And we want you to keep exercising if we can. So if you're exercising to the point that you're not able to keep up your activity, we don't want, you know, we don't want to blow that off. So great question, Naveed. Thank you. 1-877, was that Naveed or was that Greg? Greg, okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's interesting. An article has come out talking about kids and how 80% of parental controls are not filtering out the explicit content when kids are trying to look up porn. All right? Technology magazine PC Pro looked at 15 of the most popular web filters, and they found that only 3 of them blocked 100% porn sites. Okay? So you may think you have something that blocks. Either the kids can figure it out, or there could be weaknesses in the system. So the technology magazine PC Pro has revealed that only 3 of the 15 most popular web filtering services, both free and paid for, actually blocked 100% of porn sites that testers tried to visit. So that means 80% of these sites, no. I'm looking at McAfee here. McAfee, not very good when it came to the anorexia or suicide sites. This is kind of interesting. I'm looking at a table here. I'm looking at a table that's being posted on Mail Online. And I guess it looked at a filter using pro-anorexia, pro-suicide, gore, and gambling sites, as well as sites classed containing hate or tasteless humor. And, wow. Looks like, but, you know, I mean, here's the thing. The whole nature of computers, okay, in and of itself allows for people to be able to break in, hack, find loopholes. So, you know, these businesses that are out there that have sites and are selling advertising, they're in it to win it. So I'm sure they could figure this out. They say Norton Family was the best performing package and was the PC Pro Labs winner. They also recommended Blue Coats K9 Web Protection Kit. The worst performing sites were the MetaCert and the OpenDNS. Now, according to these this article, they say there are 2 basic ways of protecting children from inappropriate online content. Can I also just add, watch your children and don't let them have a computer in a place that you can't see? They say network level filters block sites before they reach your browser, so meaning every device used to visit that site will block it. There's client-based controls that should be installed on every PC, so you could control from your end, but many times you need the additional protection beyond web filtering. According to PC Pro, software-based systems are more flexible because a user can then set restrictions for different family members. So if you want to look at the porn, but you don't want your kid looking at the porn, you can play around with it. As opposed to these PC, when you go on your PC to do the filter, you just have to put in the password. It's not as easy. They say users can also create, I guess, certain lists of links to block, so it doesn't have to block everything. Now, if the website doesn't identify that is an inappropriate site, then it won't block it. So you see, and that's how I think these companies are getting around it. So, watch what your kids are doing. I know kids these days have iPhones, iPads, PCs, all sorts of stuff. And rather than them reading a Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew Mysteries book, they're in there looking at porn. Be on top of it. 877 Doc Dolly.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedrydry.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedrydry.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedrydry.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm seeing this headline here. A three-year-old was burned by an exploding e-cig. This is crazy. What is going on with these e-cigs and why are they exploding? A Utah mother claims, according to Fox News, that one of her e-cigs exploded in her car, giving her three-year-old son first- and second-degree burns. Kinsey Barlow of Mount Pleasant, Utah, said she had a white Rhino e-cigarette plugged into her car's charger. She claims the device exploded while she was driving, sending a hot copper coil flying across the car. It landed in the little kid's car seat, causing it to light on fire. He was screaming and saying, "Mom, get me, get me." Kid's okay. He did suffer burns, unfortunately. Second degree burns can scar. The mom was able to extinguish the fire. Fire Marshal Lynch Schofield of Provo, Utah, confirmed the report and said this isn't the first time a fire has been caused by an e-cig, and it's the second time that it happened in Provo. Unfortunately, first time they had an injury. So the little kid is recovering well from his injuries, but she's never going to buy e-cigs again. Now, e-cigs have just exploded. I mean, and I've let it happen because my patients aren't smoking. You know, I'm amazed at how these things are actually working. Now, keep in mind, okay, you're still not, you know, getting rid of the habit, okay? You're putting something towards your mouth. You're still puffing on something. You're getting the nicotine. And, of course, attorneys are really urging the FDA to get involved and regulate it. Apparently, a majority of state attorneys, they say, are banding together to ask the federal government to start regulating these e-cigs. 40 attorneys general have sent the letter to the FDA. They want these e-cigs to be regulated the same way as tobacco products. Now, mind you, you probably don't have to really twist the government's arm. Okay, mind you, they like to control everything. And, you know, there's a lot of money in this. All right, but apparently in this letter, they're saying these e-cigs are being marketed to kids because they're these cartoon-like advertising characters, fruit flavors, candy flavors. And, you know, I remember in the 80s, my mom had chocolate cigarettes. And, oh, my gosh, I wanted to try them so badly because I love chocolate. And I remember there was a big hoop-de-loo, you know, about these flavored cigarettes and how, you know, they could get more and more people to smoke. But, you know, these e-cigs are starting to become more and more available. We're seeing less cigarettes purchased. Tobacco industry is really getting hit. They say U.S. adults now are down to 18% being smokers. So 18% of us are now smokers. Now, the FDA doesn't currently have regulatory power over the e-cigs unless the products claim to offer therapeutic benefits. So, for example, if the e-cig company is claiming that they can, shall we say, help you quit, all right, if they claim that, then that's when the FDA gets to be involved. Right now, the agency Center for Tobacco Products, I guess at this time, only regulates cigarettes, cigarette and roll-your-own tobacco, and, of course, the chew. Now, why do we need the FDA regulation? Well, if they're not regulated, then these e-cigs could be picked up by kids. And we don't want kids starting to get hooked on nicotine. All right, now, why would these suckers go up and why would there be fire coming from them? Well, there's this little plastic battery-powered device or metal, something in there. And what that does is it heats the liquid nicotine solution. It creates a vapor. So you're breathing in a vapor. You're breathing in the nicotine, and you're able to then not reach for a regular cigarette. All right, so you get the nicotine, but you're not getting the tar, the odor, the tobacco, etc. Nicotine, like I said in the past, still carcinogenic in terms of not allowing your defense systems to spew pollutants out as it kind of will paralyze temporarily the cilia. But it's still, I guess, a better choice than regular cigarettes. I guess a report by the CDC said 1.8 million middle school and high school students have tried e-cigs. 1.8 million. Okay? I mean, this is crazy. So, and of course, because, you know, it's not, they could get it. All right? Whenever it's something, it's easy for these kids to get, they're going to get. They think it's cool. They get the nicotine. Remember, kids these days, they don't go to bed when they're supposed to because they're up all night watching YouTube videos or Facebooking or, I don't know, doing whatever kids do. I mean, me, I was tired. After Dukes of Hazzard, I went to sleep. I think MacGyver would be on, moonlighting, whatever. Turn off Channel 3 and I go to bed. Nowadays, all this activity is going on at night, right? So they go to bed with their phone. They go to bed with their computer, and they're up all night, so they're tired. What do they need? They need a nicotine boost. So, luckily the little kid is recovering. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. While we're talking about kids, they say Swiss scientists think that these kids drinking energy drinks or soda are messing up their deep sleep. If they're messing up their deep sleep, then they're not getting the brain development that they need during those vital years. So Swiss scientists are warning kids not to drink too much caffeine. Now, they say children and young adults that drink maybe 3 cups of coffee or 3 cans of an energy drink or 1 large bottle of cola will be messing up their deep sleep. Now, the humans and other mammals, according to Mail Online, discusses how these, you know, intensive sleeping patterns are needed during puberty. This is when brains mature. Some of you will say, well, my kid reached puberty. Okay, his voice is low. Until he's done growing, right? No, he hasn't finished puberty. A lot of girls finish puberty by age 13, boys 15, 16 years old. Okay, but you still need the brain to work. You still need the brain to process. You still need to, the brain to memorize. So this study was supported by the Swiss National Science Foundation, which noticed that kids and young adults' caffeine consumption jumped over 70% during the last 30 years. And it's just going to continue to rise. There's going to be caffeine gum. There's these 5-hour energy. I think caffeine lollipops, caffeinated toothbrush. You heard about that. Right, we talked about people using a caffeinated toothbrush in the morning. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So now we're moving towards a very insomniac society where we have so many things keeping us up, all these fluorescent lights, these LED lights, these computers, these beeps, etc., texting, right? So we're not going to sleep. Then we can't get up in the next morning. We're going to be all hooked on caffeine. Not good. Not good at all. In rats and humans, they found that the duration and intensity of deep sleep, as well as the number of connections in the brain, increased during childhood, but they reach the highest level during puberty. Then they start to drop again by adults. So even if you think your kid has reached puberty, they still have brain development. So basically, the scientists took rats, and they gave them moderate quantities of caffeine. Now, these rats were about a month old. Then they watched them over 5 days. And they checked the electrical currents, et cetera. And they found that the deep sleep periods by these, you know, these slow waves that we talk about when we talk about the slow waves of sleep were reduced for at least a couple weeks beyond administering the caffeine. If you gave them water, they ended up having more brain function or better sleep and development. So even though a rat brain is different, it's crazy. Okay, let me see if I have any, the recommended daily limit for caffeine, remember, is about 400 milligrams a day. So a 2-ounce shot of 5-hour energy is over half that. A 16-ounce cup of Starbucks coffee, 330 milligrams of caffeine. Now, if you're a pregnant woman, can't be over 200. So it depends on where you live, okay? In some countries, they'll let women have caffeine. When I delivered babies, I told women no more than 2 cups a day. I thought that would be fine. Now, a regular 8-ounce cup of decaf, still caffeine in it, 5 milligrams. 5 milligrams of caffeine. Soda pop, about 60. Red Bull, 83. Mountain Dew, of course, is higher, 90. But I think we're really underestimating what our kids are taking in. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. Doctors have grown a nose. On a man's forehead. We'll talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Receive your free subscription.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Headlines today out of the New York Times warns us that the Treasury is possibly going to be in default by mid-October, and that the Treasury will only have $30 billion of cash on hand by mid-October. You know, I know, boo-hoo, only $30 billion, boo-hoo. You know, meanwhile, yeah, if I got $5 in my wallet, right, I'm freaking out. Okay. So I guess the U.S. is on the verge, of course, of a default. Now, we know that Senator, was it Diaz from Texas? It wasn't really a filibuster, but he had spoken for about 21 hours, and he was able to go and pee. You know how he did it? You know, because if you leave Cruz, it was out. Oh, yeah, Senator Cruz, thank you. You know how he did it so the senator could go and pee? He had his buddies ask him a very long question. So if somebody from Congress was asking a very long question, like, well, you know what, but let me preface my question by going back and telling you a quick story of what happened in my district. Okay, and then I need you to answer this, Senator Diaz or Cruz. Okay, so he goes and pees, right? Because you don't want prostatitis, right? You don't want bladder infections. Okay, you need to pee. Then he runs back, and then you know his buddy then would be finishing the sentence. So as you see, after I just went through all that, would you agree that Obamacare is not a good idea? The answer to your question is yes. Now we'll move on. You see, and that's how he did it. And he went to pee. So, I mean, you know, good for him. He has the cojones. The problem we have, though, is the Senate is going to want to get rid of the discussion or the language discussing defunding Obamacare. Then they're going to send it back to the House. So if this keeps going back and forth, we could, again, be stuck and government shutdown. I'm sick of this. I mean, it sounds like every year we're dealing with this. Okay, I know nobody could agree. Defunding Obamacare makes perfect fiscal sense. I don't think we're going to get anywhere. Okay, we have a Democratic-controlled Senate, Republican-led House. We're not going to go anywhere. And this is some scary stuff. In a letter to Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew warned that a single day's net expenditures can be as high as $60 billion. On every given day, well, then maybe we should spend less. On every given day after that mid-October deadline, money going out might overwhelm money coming in plus cash on hand. So, if Congress doesn't lift their debt ceiling, Treasury is not going to be able to pay some of their bills. Such an event would be unprecedented, they say. Financial analysts anticipate that the market would drop. Markets would destabilize around the world. It would be just Armageddon, kind of like Ghostbusters, just all over the place. We do have an issue, a huge issue where we're not having money come in. We have many people unemployed, right? Many people that live and utilize our services that don't pay taxes. And I'm not talking about vets or disabled people or autistic children. We're talking about able-bodied people, even those that end up bombing the Boston Marathon, right? Older brother to Marilyn Tsarnaev, living on the government dime for a couple years when they're able-bodied. And it's frustrating. And we are going to continue to have this discussion year after year after year when it comes to our fiscal crisis because we are spending more than we're taking in. Now that our baby boomers, who comprise the biggest amount of our population, are retiring and requiring Medicare, Social Security, and they're due. Honestly, you guys out there, you are due. You earned it. You earned it, okay? Because you put money in the system. All right? We have less of you. All right, we have kids going to college, but they're coming out of college and not getting jobs. Money is not going into the system. All right, Obama's answer, we'll just keep taxing the rich as much as you can. Well, you can only do so much. And as we see, many rich don't stay rich. So it's scary stuff. Now, an article had come out regarding how much they believe we will pay per month for an Obamacare health plan. Apparently, according to this one, we have a report from Kaiser Family Foundation, but I believe we also have a report coming out of the White House. They're saying Americans will pay an average premium of $328 a month for a mid-tier health insurance plan when the health exchanges open for enrollment next week. Most will qualify for government subsidies to lower that price. Now, the figure was based on data for approved insurance plans in 48 states, and I guess this is probably the closest thing to an estimate, the closest thing to a number. We have been waiting for years to find out how much we would have to pay. I guess the prices don't take this as stone, okay? I mean, these are what, I guess, insurance companies are shooting for. But $328 a month, is that per person? And if that is per person, if you have a family of five, now, Kaiser Family Foundation estimated that the average monthly premiums, this was back in 2010, were $215 a person. The prices are lower in states where there's more competition. Now, didn't we hear that, I don't know if it's New Jersey, or one of the states is only going to have three to choose from, because so many insurance companies are bowing out of that state? We covered that story a while back. So, the less competition, the higher the prices. The Obama administration thinks 7 million Americans are going to sign up in the first year, including 2.7 younger and healthier consumers. Now, who is going to get these subsidies, and where is the money coming for the subsidies? Well, that's all a part of the Obamacare funding. All right, and it's nice. Give people money so they could go and pay for health insurance. It does make some sense. All right. But are these health insurance plans still going to have high deductibles? All right. Who gets the subsidies and how much is actually getting subsidized? Okay. $328 a person. All right. That's a lot of money. That's a lot in subsidies. A lot. So, we'll move on because it looks like we're coming up to the end and I still have more stories, to cover. But, October 1 is coming around soon and this is some scary stuff. Apparently in Texas will have 76 plans to choose from and a 27-year-old would pay for the cheapest plan, $169 a month. In Dallas, Fort Worth, so Austin, Texas has 76 plans. Dallas, Fort Worth, there's going to be 43 plans to choose from. The cheapest price is about $217 a month. I don't know if people are going to still be able to afford that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Surgeons at a hospital are going to transplant a new nose that has been grown on a patient's forehead in Fuzhou City, in East China's Fujian province. The patient is nicknamed Zhao Lian. He's 22 years old and had suffered severe nasal trauma in a serious car accident in August 2012. So he had some basic, medical issues, but he couldn't afford plastic surgery. Then his condition started to get infected because of the absence of surgery. His nasal cartilage corroded. Surgeons couldn't do nasal reconstruction. So what they did is they used a skin tissue expander, okay, into his forehead. They cut into the shape of a nose, planted cartilage taken from the ribs, and allowed it to form. The nose looks great. So this guy, I'll have to post it on Facebook. This guy has a nose that has been growing, okay, and it's on his forehead. Then what they're going to do is transplant it and put on his face. Phenomenal stuff. Okay, is this going to be covered by Obamacare? Probably not. But cool stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're coming up on the end. When we come back, we're going to be talking about chronic kidney disease that's on the rise in seniors, how to avoid it and protect against it. 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates.
What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.